Talking Audubon baseball with Wheeler head coach Matt Wilder, and just about tourney time here, coach. What are some of the things that you've been most impressed with about your team this season?
Well, we started off pitching the ball really, really well. Hitting the ball not so much, you know, early in the season. That's kind of the thing that I thought would struggle a little bit and lag behind was our hitting. And, lately we've been hitting the ball a lot better. You know, last couple of games haven't been great, but prior to that, we were pounding out 8 to 12 hits a game, it felt like, and, really putting the bat on the ball. Our two strike hitting was great. Now we're kind of struggling with our pitching. So hopefully these next couple games, we can get our control under the way and, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, you put up 15 runs last Monday in a win against Missouri Valley, 12 runs last Tuesday in a win over Logan Magnolia. Who have been some of your leaders at the plate?
I think it all starts with Gavin Smith. You know, he's kind of been our the guy that's probably has the highest batting average. You know, he's got a ton of extra base hits. I think he's got about 5 home runs this season. But some other guys at the plate that have really stepped up. You know, Gavin Larson's a junior this year, and he's really kind of coming into his own. You know, he put a lot of work in the offseason. Hit his first home run against Tri-Center on Friday. Braden Wessel's starting to swing the bat really well, which we need. Aaron Olson's a freshman. You know, he's got a good batting average. Evan Holt's been having a great season at the plate. You know, so we got a lot of guys that can swing it. We just need production 1 through 9 rather than the top, 4, 5, 6 guys in the order.
Certainly, as far as pitching goes, a lot of times this time of year, the rotation can kind of tighten down with what's on the line. Who are some of the people you feel real comfortable putting out on the hill in key situations?
Yeah, probably the three guys we'll lean on the most, especially in the postseason, are probably going to be Gavin Smith, Gavin Larson, and Braden Wessel. Those three guys, upperclassmen, kind of have been through the trenches. You know, they worked through some things, early on. They're starting to come into it. They all throw the ball really well. They're all kind of unique in their own ways. Gavin Larson probably throws the hardest out of the three, but Gavin Smith works in some good off speed. Braden's got a really nice slider type curveball. They're all kind of their own, like I said, their own unique pitching style, but I think those three guys are the guys that we're going to probably lean on the most in the postseason.
Cam is an opponent on Tuesday that's had a pretty good run the past couple of years. What are some things you're hoping to see from your team, hoping to gain out of this experience in this non-conference regular season finale?
Yeah, we'll have one last chance to go compete. They're a good ball club. I think they've only got one loss on the year, maybe two. So I just want to see them go compete. It's our last chance. We're probably going to, throw some arms and kind of go after it. But, it's one of those things where we've got, after that, 3 days of practice to get ready for the postseason. And, seeing Cam, they got a bunch of good hitters with Speaker and Rich and Pickner and Kaufman, and the list goes on. But, it's going to get us ready for postseason. That's exactly what we need at this point.
Big thanks to Audubon coach Matt Wilder for joining us on the pregame. Back with more coverage right after these on KSOM.